Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Dr. Robert McTeer, Bob is here. Bob's our good friend, longtime, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust, distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, a former member of the Federal Reserve Board, president of the Dallas Bank, and also member of the FOMC. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking the Fed's meeting this week, yesterday and today, and I remember we talked about this years ago about whether the Fed would run out of bullets back when interest rates were higher, right, Bob? And their big bullet was to raise and lower interest rates. And you and I debated this years ago. In the previous millennia, you and I talked about this. Should they be raising rates? Should they be lowering rates? We had that debate. Well, rates have been at essentially zero for all practical purposes for years now. So
they ran out of that short-term interest rate bullet. They don't have any more of those. However, they've been using quantitative easing and other things to try to push down longer-term rates.
Which is adding liquidity to the marketplace, right?
Yeah, they've been buying a lot of government bonds and mortgage-backed securities. And normally that would pump up the money supply nicely, but it's not working because banks... I'm going to get you in trouble here. Because banks are holding on to the excess reserves and not lending, as you point out, the demand for bank loans is fairly weak.
If we had a good feeling about the future in the marketplace today, major corporations, here's how it would be playing out, Bob. Major corporations would be taking that money and they'd be investing in physical plant, they'd be investing in strategies and marketing and new products, and because of the way the marketplace is structured these days, a lot of that business will be going to small businesses. Because, as you know, big businesses, they don't do a lot of their work anymore with employees. They contract it out to small businesses. So small businesses would be getting those contracts. And then those small business owners would be buying stuff on Main Street. And they'd be hiring more employees. And their employees would be buying stuff on Main Street. And we'd have 4% growth right now if it weren't for the uncertainty and the negative feeling that businesses have about the U.S. economy, principally from the stuff that's coming out of Washington. What do you think about that analysis?
I agree with everything you just said. Another element of it is the very high corporate tax rate.
That's a big one. Highest in the world right now.
Cause them to do more expansion abroad than here.
I read that there may be like $3 trillion... unrepatriated profits that are sitting on in a vault abroad, that if we could lower those tax rates or give some kind of a holiday or a real low, bring all those dollars back and we'll tax you at 15% or something like that, that would bring money back in here, which would have to create some kind of demand, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would only be positive.
So
that's probably one of the few places that the Laffer curve would work right now, too.
Explain that.
Lower those corporate tax rates, and the increase in revenue would more than pay for it.
Right, and you're talking about dynamic scoring here, right? That's how that works. The idea there, folks, is that lower tax rates actually causes businesses to invest and hire, which then creates new taxable entities paying more taxes, which returns the revenue that you lost from the tax cut, returns that to the coffers, but in the process creates wealth for individuals, right, Bob?
Right. Made it pretty complicated there. Just say that It works when the lower rate, which by itself would reduce tax revenues, is more than offset by the increase in activity that increases tax revenues.
But the one thing that you leave out, that in my complicated way I put in, and I think this is so important, is the humanity in the middle of all that. Look, you know, one of the things right now we're doing, Bob, is we're wringing our hands over how much traction, how much the middle class has lost in the last half decade or more, right? If the Laffer curve, when it's working, when dynamic scoring is working, people are progressing, aren't they?
Yeah, whether there's a Laffer curve, meaning whether the extra revenue generated pays for the tax, depends largely on the current level of taxes. And I would submit that it probably wouldn't work on personal income taxes right now, not quite high enough, but corporate taxes are the highest in the world at 35%.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the Fed will do today?
I think it'll do what everybody expects it to do and trim their bond purchases by another $10 billion a month.
So they're what are they down to now? $65 billion a month?
Don't ask me, Jeff. I mean, it's either 65 or 55.
I think it may be 65.
I believe this will be the fourth cut.
Okay. All right. 65. If it's the fourth one, then that'll get it down to about 45, I guess.
Yeah,
which is,
I think people are projecting that it'll run out in October.
Interesting. And a lot of people, including me, were worried that by backing off on the QE like they have would affect the stock market. And it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bob about inflation. Because remember, that's the other mandate of the Fed. And if they're not helping with the employment, could they be hurting with the future inflation? Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.